This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott. We hope, sure hope y'all don't get tired of that intro, but we do because there may be some new people.
That's right.
Anyway, what was the rest of it?
What's that?
I'm here with my husband, Scott.
Yeah.
And this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
That's right.
And I already said that. Got to have a little bit of fun and break this up.
That's true.
Can't always be so serious, honey.
I know. And but you know what? The enemy, he tries to use this feeling to keep us.
The feeling of exhaustion.
To keep us from helping others.
Yes.
To begin again and to be restored. Yes. I mean, that's, you know, that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But we're going to read in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, and then also verse 13. About unconditional love.
The love chapter.
Yeah. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful,
mm-hmm.
and endures through every circumstance.
Yes.
And then verse 13 says, these three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
That's right.
Mm. Well, that is so true. I mean, you know, unconditional love. You know, when I read the love chapter,
mm-hmm.
which is 1 Corinthians 13,
it was in our wedding.
Yeah, it was. And in a lot of people's weddings.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you see the word love, insert the word God.
Yeah, because God is love.
Yeah. You know, it says in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit of verse 4 through 7, just read it like this. God is patient and kind. God is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. He does not demand its own way. He is not irritable. He keeps no record of being wronged. He does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. God never gives up. He never loses faith. He is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. That's the way I like to read it. And then these three things will last forever: faith, hope, and God. And the greatest of these is God.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's speaking of God. It is God's will that we love.
Yeah.
Love is more than a feeling, too. It's a choice, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice of behaviors that grows in our life. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is produced in us as we yield our life, meaning turning our will and our life, our mind, mm-hmm. will, our emotions over to him. And you know, Paul is the one that wrote this book, and he knew what he was talking about when he wrote this chapter on love, because you know, when we act in loving ways, which you've always heard, I guess, mm-hmm. I've always heard, if you act in loving ways, then your feelings will follow. And we know for sure that that's a surefire prescription for restoration and healing. Without love, there cannot be restoration and healing in relationships, God. And,
That's true.
1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 7 that you just read is all about that.
Yeah.
So, for me, what I have to do is absorb God's love. And how I do that is through spending time with him in prayer and meditation. You know, thinking about all that he's done for me and
mm-hmm.
who he is. And worship. And
yeah.
Some people think, well, I can't worship until I go to church. No, you can worship God wherever you are. You can put on some wonderful worship music and sing those lyrics out to him.
That's right.
Sing songs that you know out to him. Worship him. Tell him how much you love him for who he is, not for what he's done. Worship him for who he is. Because mm-hmm. it's only with his power and his grace that we fill up on, that we're able to forgive and love people, to love them for the first time or to love them again, or to love those that are difficult to love. The ones that are difficult to love are the ones that love it the most. Yeah. You know, nobody loves perfectly, but we must not give up on loving, honey, because without it, nothing matters.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
That's right.
We've got enough hate in the world. Just think what it would be like if that's all there was.
That's right. You're right. I mean, you know, and no one loves perfectly, okay? But we must learn how to love. We must learn how to love. Mm-hmm. You know, we can ask God to help us love others and stop waiting for others to love us.
That's right. Stop being the victim. Just go on and love them.
Yeah, love them through it. I mean, you know, you don't have to love their sin. Mm-hmm. You can really despise their sin, but you can still love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, really, as Christians, you know, if you're a believer, I mean, what kind of an example is that?
Mm-hmm.
That we choose who we love?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ wasn't like that.
Mm-mm. What if he was? Then yeah. Who would that have left us?
Yeah, I mean, he just, you know, what the Pharisees and Sadducees say, look at him, he's in that house having dinner with sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was thinking, well, I came here for the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come here for you because right. You think you're all that in a bag of chips.
Well, honey, back then they didn't have chips.
Well, in
it'd
a,
be
bag
like a bag of
unleavened
manna
bread.
Or a bag of barley.
Yeah, whatever.
Unleavened bread.
But, you know, that's what he was kind of telling them. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you guys think you're all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I came for these guys, you know, and he's really thinking, you know, you're calling them sinners?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And so, but you know what? I mean, I don't know.
I do.
I'm just saying unconditional love. Now, if you just think about that, unconditional love. And I know we talk about our silly dogs.
No.
Okay, we do. We talk about our silly dogs. But, you know, if you have a pet and you know what I'm talking about, and Teresa as well, they really do show unconditional love.
They do.
I mean, you can leave for 5 minutes or come back after 5 days and they're going to show the same emotion. Like, oh, you're home. Yay. You know, and just love you. You know, and that's kind of, you know, I hate to even say it, but, you know, God looks at us that way.
Yes, he does.
You know, he looks at us in a way that, my goodness, you know, he's back or she's back. And, boy, I love her and him, you know.
And he also looks at us in the condition, in our current state, knowing that it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we're all about. And he loves us anyway. He loves us in spite of it. He loves us because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that speaks volumes if you think about it. That is not easy to do. But he looks beyond that, and he loves us in spite of ourselves. You know, he sees us already perfect.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, we need to be patient and let God grow within us and teach us how to love.
Mm-hmm.
When we choose to act in loving ways, the emotions will follow.
Yep.
And we will find that our love will be returned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not be returned by that person,
mm-hmm.
but God will return it more than you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I gave my life to Christ years ago, I'll never forget the moment I gave my life to him. This void inside of me was filled. But that 2 weeks later, when he came to me and baptized me in the Holy Spirit, the unconditional love that he showed me as I asked him and begged him for forgiveness was a turning point in my life. He truly, truly told me he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was true.
Mm-hmm.
I could trust him with his unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I mean, honey, you know, I know there's people out here listening to us today that never really felt unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be maybe some of you out there are thinking, well, no one's really loved me unconditionally. They've always either judged me or put me on a pedestal so high I couldn't reach that high or whatever the case may be. Well, you know what? There is someone out there that would love you for who you are, just the way you are. And his name is Jesus. And I want you to really trust him in this, because I did. Teresa did. And believe me, he took a rag like me. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? I can wash him off real good with my blood. And I can make him white as snow. He wants to do the same thing for you. Maybe you've walked away for some reason. He wants you to come back. Maybe you didn't ask him with a sincere heart when you asked for him to come into your life. Or maybe you never have. Maybe you were like me and you ran away from him for a long time. Well, he's always been there for you. And he's ready right now to accept you into his kingdom. So if you want to know this unconditional love that only Jesus Christ can bring you, please pray this prayer with us. And please know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you were buried, and on the third day you rose. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need your unconditional love. I need you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we're so ecstatically happy for you. And all the angels in heaven are dancing right now. And just for you, having a party in heaven just for you. And so if you did pray that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And you know what? We just, this has been a great topic today, because who cannot get enough of hearing about unconditional love?
Mm-hmm.
There's so, like I said, there's so many out there that have never known that. And man, I tell you what, Jesus brings it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anybody you know out there that you think might need you to say that you love them unconditionally, don't wait.
Yeah.
Go on and tell them. Take that step. And tell them. And if you're needing someone to tell you, who maybe just isn't good with their words, who you really know that loves you, but you need to hear them say
mm-hmm.
it, go on and ask them. Say, I just need to hear those three words from you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. It may be 3 a.m. where you are, but if you know of someone who needs to hear those three words, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait until tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Well, we can't wait tomorrow to talk to you again.
That's right.
So until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.